जय भादुमा कुंज विहुदी जय राधा कुंज विहुदी गोपी जान बल्लभ गिरिवार धारे गोपी जान बल्लभ गिरिवार धारे Sudananda Prajajanurandanda Sudananda Prajajanurandanda Jambunate Ramana Chalte Ramana Chalte Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihara Jana bala ba, giri bala raude. Gopi jana bala ba, giri bala raude. Rajajanurandana Rajajanurandana Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravritacharya Osnatada Satashi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Chananada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrindagajai Namacharya Shadahoyadas Dakar Gajai Premse Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrindagajai Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopa Gopata Sayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavanam Ki Jai Jiranam Ki Jai Navaritam Kijai, Jagadavasami Kijai, Yimunavai Kijai, Shimadi Lasidevi Kijai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Kijai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bo. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga, Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Premananda. Where's that lamp? What do the devotees do with my lamp? I should just leave it there. Yeah, it's actually good.
It is helpful. I mean, someone else uses it so they don't want it, so they hide it or something.
Okay, so today is, in addition to reading Bhagavatam, it's the disappearance day, commemoration of the disappearance day of Narahari Saraka Thakur. And just to mention a few words about Narahari. Of course, Narahari is mentioned by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his famous Gaura Arti song. That's Narahari Adikari Chamaradulaya Sanjaya Mukunda Vashu Gosha Adi Goya. So he's one of the main branches, or on the main branch of the Chaitanya tree. In Vrindavan, he was Madhumati, that's his spiritual identity there. And he was Lochan Das Thakur, was a disciple of Narahari Saraka Thakur. And Lochan Das Thakur describes Narahari Saraka Thakur as saying, Sri Narahari Das is my Lord. He taught me transcendental knowledge, and I'm under his influence in many ways. His abundant Krishna prema saturates his very being. Its symptoms are clearly evident in his body. No one can understand the extent of his devotion in Krishna prema. In his former existence in Vrindavan, he was known as Madhumati, a dear gopi friend of Sri Radha, who was a storehouse of sweetness. That very Sakhi friend of Sri Radha appeared in the pastimes of Sri Gauranga during the age of Kali as Narahari. He was a storehouse of Radha Krishna Leela. Composed many songs glorifying Krishna. He passed away on the Krishna Kadashi, the 11th day of the dark moon in the month of Agrahayana. So this is, of course, a Kadashi today, but we don't fast today due to the fact that it's a mixed Ekadasi, and it's instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we don't fast on mixed Ekadasis, we only fast on Shuddha Ekadasis. Mixed means it's mixed with another day. And therefore, we fast on the day after Ekadasi, which is known as the Mahadwadasi day. Dwadasi means 12, Ekadasi means 11. So now we'll go on to Srimad Bhagavatam. And so we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th Canto, Chapter 1. Text 11. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Yam pasyati
na
pasyantam
Chachur Yasha Na Rishati Pong Bhuta Nilayam Devam Suparnam Upadavata Yam Pashyati Na Pashyantahu Chakshur Yasya Na Rishyati Ambhuta Nilayam Devam Suparnam Upadavata Yam Pashyati Na Pashyantahu Chakshur Yasya Na Rishyati Ambhuta Nilayam Devam Suparnam Upadavata Yam Pashyati Na Pashyantahu Chakshur Yasya Narishyati Ambhuta Nilayam Devam Suparnam Upadavata
Welcome the devotee, Navkishori, Rasamando, Rangadevi, Kamlesh, Chichakti, Alina, and Gopal, Sarvashakti, and Rajiv. Okay.
Yam, he who, Pashyati, the living entity sees,
not.
Pashyantam,
although always seen,
Chakshuhu,
I,
Yasha,
whose,
Na,
never,
Rishati,
diminishes,
Tam,
him,
Bhuta Nilayam, The original source of all living entities.
The original source of all living entities.
Devam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Suparnam. Who accompanies the living entity as a friend. Upadavata. Everyone should worship. So translation, although the Supreme Personality of Godhead constantly watches the activities of the world, no one sees him. However, one should not think that because no one sees him, he does not see. For his power to see is never diminished. Therefore, everyone should worship the Super Soul who always stays with the individual soul as a friend. You can repeat, although the Supreme Personality of Godhead
constantly watches the
activities of the
world,
no one sees him.
However,
one should not think
that because no one sees him,
he does not see.
For his power to see
is never diminished.
Therefore, everyone should worship the
Super Soul
who always stays
with the individual soul as a friend.
So, purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Offering prayers to Krishna, Srimati Kunti Devi, the mother of the Pandavas, said,
Alaksham sarvabhutanam antar bahir avastitam.
Krishna, you reside both inside and outside of everything, yet the unintelligent conditioned souls cannot see you.
In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that one can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead through jnana chakshu shaha, the eyes of knowledge.
He who opens these eyes of knowledge is called a spiritual master. Thus, we offer our prayers to the spiritual master with the following shloka.
Om Ganatimirandasya Ginanjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miritam Yena Tasmai Shigurve Namaha.
I offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master, who with its torchlight of knowledge has opened my eyes, which were blinded by the darkness of ignorance. That's from the Gotamiya Tantra.
The guru's task is to open the disciple's eyes of knowledge.
When the disciple is awakened from ignorance to knowledge, he can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead everywhere, because the Lord actually is everywhere.
Antarastha Paramanu Chayantara Stam.
The Lord resides within this universe. He resides within the hearts of all living entities, and he resides even within the atom.
Because we lack perfect knowledge, we cannot see God, but a little deliberation can help us to see God everywhere.
This requires training. With a little deliberation, even the most degraded person can perceive the presence of God.
If we take into account whose property is the vast ocean, whose property is the vast land, how the sky exists, how the numberless millions of stars and planets are set in the sky, who has made this universe and whose property it is, we should certainly come to the conclusion that there is a proprietor of everything.
When we claim proprietorship over a certain piece of land, whether individually or for our families or nations, we should also consider how we became the proprietors.
The land was there before our birth, before we came to the land. How did it become our property?
Such deliberation will help us understand there is a supreme proprietor of everything, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
The Supreme Godhead is always awake.
In the conditioned stage, we forget things because we change our bodies.
But because the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not change his body, he remembers past, present, and future.
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 4th chapter, text 1,
Imam vivasvate yogam pratyavan aham avyayam.
I spoke this science of God, Bhagavad Gita, to the sun god at least 40 million years ago.
When Arjuna inquired from Krishna, How we could remember incidents that had taken place so long ago, the Lord answered that Arjuna was also present at that time. Because Arjuna is Krishna's friend, wherever Krishna goes, Arjuna goes. But the difference is that Krishna remembers everything, whereas the living entity like Arjuna, being a minute particle of the Supreme Lord, forgets. Therefore, it is said, the Lord's vigilance is never diminished. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita in the 15th chapter, text 15. Saravasya chaham riti sadavishtom smritir jnanam apohnam cha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead in his Paramatma feature is always present within the hearts of all living entities, and from him come memory, knowledge, and forgetfulness. This is also indicated in this verse by the word Suparnam, which means friend. In the Shvetashvatara Upanishad, the fourth part, text 6, it is therefore said, Vasuparna Sayuja Sakaya Samanam Riksham Pari Shashvajate. Two birds are sitting in the same tree as friends. One bird is eating the fruit of the tree, and the other is simply observing. This observing bird is always present as a friend to the eating bird and giving him remembrance of things he wanted to do. Thus, if we take into account the Supreme Personality of Godhead in our daily affairs, we can see him, or at least perceive his presence everywhere. The words Chakshur Yasha Dorishati means that although we cannot see him, this does not mean that he cannot see us, nor does he die when the cosmic manifestation is annihilated. The example is given in this connection that the sunshine is present when the sun is present, but when the sun is not present or when we cannot see the sun, this does not mean that the sun is lost. The sun is there, but we cannot see it. Similarly, although we cannot see the Supreme Personality of Godhead in our present darkness, our lack of knowledge, he is always present, seeing our activities. As the Paramatma, he is the witness and advisor, Upadrashta and Anumanta. Therefore, by following the instructions of the spiritual master and studying authorized literatures, one can understand that God is present before us, seeing everything, although we have no eyes with which to see him. Interesting verse and purport. So, yang pashyati na pashyantam chakshu yasya narishyati tam muktva nilayam devam suparnam upadavata. So om gana Timirandasya Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshur Meditam Gena Tasmai Shikudaveda Maha. So also we find the statement Galoka Ivanivashati Akilatma Bhuta, that the Supreme Lord never leaves Vrindavan. So how is he everywhere at the same time he never leaves Vrindavan? He's also on the altar too. He's also present as the different Shilas, especially Govardhan Shila, Shalanam Shilas. I mean, he's pretty amazing because he can be in all these places simultaneously. But of course, in each and every manifestation, he does a specific or enacts a specific pastime or has a specific purpose. And of course, the original aspect of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Ete Changsa Kalakpum Sa Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam is Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. And then the other manifestations, such as the Super Soul. Super Soul, of course, is the Shiradakshaya Vishnu who expands from the Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, who expands from the Mahavishnu. Such as the Super Soul, they're expansions or portions of plenary portions of Krishna. And Krishna is the original. However, all these different portions or portions of plenary portions, they're the same person. It's not that Super Soul is ontologically different than Krishna and Vrindavan. But Super Soul is Krishna manifesting a particular mood, a particular aspect of his psychology, basically. And Super Soul's manifestation is there. It's the compassionate manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because Super Soul, even though Krishna's enjoying in the spiritual world, Krishna wants us back in the spiritual world with him, so Super Soul appears in our hearts and appears in every atom to bring us back. Because in every atom there's also a soul too, accompanying the Super Soul, to bring us back to him. So, any case, so what do we get out of that? I mean, why are we reminded constantly that God is in everyone's heart? For a variety of reasons we're reminded. First reason I can think of is that so we behave ourselves. Just like we're coming upon Christmas time right now. And one of the hymns, for lack of a better word, or songs to Santa Claus is, he knows when you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake, right? You better watch out. So that's one of the reasons why the stress is there. You know, God, you were taught God is everywhere, he's watching you, because you can't hide from the Super Soul. Because like, I was just in New Orleans and the Taliban, and I was driving, and every time I saw a police, you know, I tempted to slow down and hide, not hide from them specifically, but at least avoid being caught by them because I was going too fast. So there's no method of avoid getting caught, that one can avoid getting caught by the Super Soul. There's no like fuzzbuster or radar detector for the Super Soul, because the Super Soul is watching you every minute. So sometimes we think we can hide out and do things that nobody has seen us do. And there's an interesting story that I just heard, and those who were joining me on the internet maybe heard me talking about it yesterday, that Gurudas, who I was just with, because we had a Prabhupada Remembrance Festival, had told a very interesting story about it. A devotee of Brajavasi was trying to hide to do something, not understanding that he could be seen. So that story is as follows. It's a story about Gaura Chandra Goswami, who is one of the descendants of the original pujaris in the temples in Vrindavan, specifically the Radha Damodara temple. And Gaura Chandra Goswami had a habit of smoking. And of course in India, to save money, people who don't have a lot of money don't buy cigarettes in the marketplace. They roll their own. This is called biddies. It's like in America we have old biddies. Anyway, so these are like roll your own cigarettes. So he was actually very addicted to smoking cigarettes, and he really, this is not to criticize him because he's a Brajavasi, but it's just an objective observation that Gurudas was giving. And Gurudas said that when he would go worship the deities in the morning, basically he'd just wake up, you know, wearing the same dhoti, rub his eyes, and go on the altar. Because the Brajabasis, they can get away with this stuff. In any case, so the devotees were staying there at the Radha Damodara temple, because that was Prabhupada's original location. Actually, original location was Vamsi Gopal temple. The Prabhupada changed to the Radha Damodara temple. So, and Prabhupada said that's his eternal residence. So the devotees were staying there, you know, upstairs, and I guess sometimes Prabhupada stayed downstairs. And this Gaurachandra Goswami, it was interesting also, it has nothing to do with the topic of class, that he considered the devotees to be all malicious, even though they were following very strictly the rules and regulations of Bhakti Yoga, and he was smoking and not bathing before doing the deities. It's interesting. So he wouldn't eat any of the food that the devotees offered to Krishna. He just refused. You know, this is malecha. But still he was smoking. It's interesting. But he would smoke in such a way that nobody would discover that he was smoking. He was hiding when he would smoke. And Gurudas, he would, just to be a little tricky, he would, whenever he would find these biddies, the cigarettes, he would steal them and just like throw them away And this poor Gaurishankar Goswami, he had his glasses that were like Coke bottles, you know, like the old style glasses that people used to have. And so he could hardly see. And so he couldn't find his meetings. He got very frustrated. So one day, he and his family, Gaurishankar Goswami, invited Srila Prabhupada and his disciples over for lunch. So they all came over for lunch, a nice Bengali prasadam, and they were cooking very, very nicely, enjoying. And Gaurishankar Goswami finished first. And normally when you finish a meal, you want to smoke, don't you? I think so. I never had that experience. But anyway, he had this urge to smoke. So he thought, let me go and hide. So nobody sees me smoking. So he thought, well, let me hide behind a door. But because he couldn't see that well, he actually hid in front of the door rather than behind the door. So he was, this shows how we're trying to hide from Krishna. So he was just like puffing away, and there was smoke billowing out and everything like that. Gurudas happened to spy what he was doing. And he held himself back, and you know, he understood it wasn't the right etiquette to laugh. You know, it was just, I mean, it was just hilarious. You know, Pujari smoking cigarettes right in the middle of the Radha Damodara temple, trying to hide out so nobody would see him. And so, Then Prabhupada noticed that Gurudas was just holding himself back from laughing, you know, just holding his mouth. And then Prabhupada looked over and he saw what was happening, and Prabhupada started laughing uproariously. And then Gurudas started laughing, and then everybody started laughing. Of course, you don't really want to laugh at a Brajabasi normally, but of course Prabhupada laughed, it was all right. So everyone started laughing. And Gaurishankar Goswami, he realized, he looked up and he said, oh my God, what's happening? And he realized that everybody was watching him. And so he immediately threw the cigarette away and said, Govind, you know, Gopal, Govind, you know, I feel like it was chanting, even though smoke was still coming out, like that. So many times, so this is an example of trying to hide from the devotees or from Krishna, but you really can't do that. I mean, Krishna sees what you're doing, he sees what you, not only sees, he understands what you're thinking, he understands your motivation, he understands how attentive you are in japa. I mean, that's a big thing. Krishna's paying attention the whole time, out of compassion, not because he's just like a mean, you know, father who wants to torture you if you don't obey his instructions, but he's thinking, you know, how can I bring this person back to me? So, therefore, it behooves us to be attentive and to follow very strictly the rules and regulations of Krishna consciousness, and to have good relationships with the devotees, and to serve, because Krishna's watching the whole time. You can't get away with any, you can't get away with anything in Krishna consciousness. So that's one reason. Another reason we understand that Krishna is in everyone's heart, so that we don't remain as Kanishta Adhikaris. Kanishta Adhikari means materialistic devotee, one who actually just sees Krishna in the temple, Krishna's on the altar, but doesn't see that Krishna's in everyone's heart. You know, to see everybody as a temple of God, just like we put tilak on in the morning. We put tilak on in the morning because we're decorating the temple. The body is a temple. And it's a temple of God, and God resides in this temple. So that's why we keep it clean. That's why we keep our mind clean, because God's residing there. And so God is residing in everyone's temple, in everyone's body. So it behooves us to be compassionate and loving towards everyone, because everyone is part and parcel of God, and everyone is being observed by God and has God in his heart. So that's another reason why this is stressed. And the third reason I can think of, and of course there's probably more reasons than that, is to help us become bold in Krishna consciousness. Just like in the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, most of the 16th chapter is dedicated to the demons, actually. It's interesting. I mean, apart from that, the other day, it was right after the election, I was reading the 16th chapter and saying that a particular political candidate is very precisely described in the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. I mean, it's reading about all his qualities. I was going to put it on the internet, but I'd get in trouble. So, but in the It's actually true. I mean, it's amazing how accurate the Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita is as far as describing qualities, as far as describing everything. So, anyway, so apart from that, in the beginning, you have the divine qualities. It's interesting, there's more demoniac qualities than divine qualities. Anyway, so, Avaya, Sattva, Samshri, Jnana, Yoga, Vivasati. Those are the first divine qualities being described. And which means, Avaya means what? Freedom from fear. It's like Prabhupada is called Avaya Chavanamadavinda, Bhaktivinoda Swami. So Avaya Sattva Samshuddhi. One is established in goodness, transcendental goodness, and one becomes established in transcendental goodness by Jnana Yoga Vivastita, by being established in knowledge, which is exactly what Prabhupada is talking about here in the purport. When you're established in knowledge, knowledge given by the spiritual master and the Vedic literatures, then you can become free of fear because you understand Krishna is everywhere. And not only Krishna is everywhere, Krishna is your friend. And not only is Krishna your friend, but Surit, Suritam Sarvabhutanam, that's another statement made in the fifth chapter of the Gita text 29. Bhaktaram jagatapasam sarva loka maheshram suridam sarva bhutanam gyatva mam shanti vrichati, that he's your well-wishing friend. You know, not only one of the friends you had when you were young, there was a fair-weather friend, but Krishna's your well-wishing friend and he's maintaining you and protecting you. Nitya nityanam chaitanas chaitananam eko bahunam yovadadati kamam. We're eternal and we're being maintained by Krishna. We're being protected by Krishna. This, of course, I'm referring to the principles of Sharanagati. You know, oftentimes we get an anxiety for one reason or other. Of course, anxiety for Krishna is good. You know, if we're in anxiety about the movement, just like right now, you know, I'm in anxiety about certain devotees in a certain country in Croatia because they're being mistreated by... Anyway, I'm not going to get into the politics, but we're involved in some justice thing here. So to be in anxiety about, let's say, spreading Krishna consciousness or about Krishna's service or about the temple or something, that is good anxiety. That anxiety is purified. Actually, Prabhupada was talking to Tamal Krishna Maharaj, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, you know, so much anxiety, I can't hear my rounds. And Prabhupada said, me too. Mm-hmm. But Prabhupada didn't say that that was Maya, so therefore give up your service and just go chant your rounds. I mean, that's really not what Prabhupada advises. You know, Prabhupada's mood is completely different. You know, Prabhupada's mood was to be like a soldier, a fighter. And those were his final pastimes. You know, he was ready. We were also talking about this in the Taliban, that Prabhupada was ready not only to go to England, he was going to go to Gita Nagari to show him how to do Varnashram, then he was going to go to Los Angeles, and then he was going to go to Hawaii to continue writing his books. And so, you know, like a fighter. So anxiety in that sense is good, but personal anxiety as far as one's own protection, maintenance, you know, health, and all those other things, Krishna's taking care. He's our friend. And if he puts us in a situation where there's bad health, just like recently I was visiting one of my godbrothers in Vrindavan, Guru Grahi Maharaj, and he has terminal cancer. And he's there in Vrindavan, absorbed in Krishna consciousness. You know, they have a kirtan for him every night. And he's living in Giriraj Maharaj's flat there. You know. Actually, very big house. I thought I was enjoying too much of Govardhan. But then I visited some of the houses of the sannyasis in Vrindavan, and I thought, wow, this is how the rich and famous live. So, you know, really big places. You've been there? It was really big, so I said, oh my God. I shouldn't be embarrassed over my little houses in Govardhan. So he's not in anxiety. And doctors often, when they're treating devotees who have some terminal disease, I mean, devotees are really fixed. They're amazed, you know, why aren't you going through these different stages, you know, the different stages of grief, you know, denial, anger, and all those other things. Well, it's not necessary that you have to go through all those if you actually have complete faith in Krishna. Like, you see, Prabhupada didn't go through any of those. Prabhupada was in a denial. He said, Krishna wants to take me. He wasn't angry with Krishna. Why are you doing this to me, Krishna? I've served you all these years. I crossed the ocean and everything like that. Why you put me in? No. It was just accepting, Krishna wants, we'll pass away, that's all right. And then we'll go on serving him. So this is why this is continually stressed. I think it's even more important than the other reasons, so that we just can go without anxiety and serve Krishna and be fearless and go and preach Krishna consciousness everywhere without worrying about, like Prabhupada did, where his next meal was going to come from, where the money was going to come from, where he was going to sleep at night. I mean, Prabhupada wasn't in anxiety about those things. He didn't know which way to turn when he came off the boat in New York. And, finally the traveler's aid person showed him how to take a bus to Butler, Pennsylvania. And when he got to New York, he didn't know what he was going to do either. And so we should really, let's say, meditate on this fact that Krishna is always with us. First of all, to reiterate what I said before, so we behave ourselves, so we're very good in our sadhana and not very good in our Krishna consciousness. And secondly, so we're fearlessly serving Krishna. And we're dedicated to Krishna. And we're interacting with Krishna in our hearts. So this is the points. These are the points I wanted to make. So any questions or comments?
Yeah.
Okay.
My one question was, we were speaking about how Krishna's everywhere and within our heart, and he sees our intentions. So what if one has good intentions, but due to some previous samskaras, they have a mind which is unruly, but their intention is good?
Krishna understands. Krishna understands the effort we make to try to control the mind. Just like if you're trying to chant japa, and your mind is just like all over the place. Going from Timbuktu to Africa, whatever, where it's going. But you're trying your best. That's all Krishna wants. Whereas someone else, may have a naturally peaceful mind, and maybe easy for him to chant japa, but he's not trying to concentrate his mind. But still he's able to hear better than the person who has an unruly mind. Krishna appreciates more the person who has an unruly mind, who's trying his best, whereas the person who just lackadaisical. You understand? So it's the effort. Krishna understands our intention, our effort. We all have different things that we're struggling with. Isn't it? Different things. Whether it's physical, whether it's mental, whether it's emotions. We all have different things. And Krishna sees how much we're willing to try to struggle with what we have. And devotees, we shouldn't give up. And I hear about devotees wanting to retire at ripe old age of 55, move to India. I mean, what a thing. The Prabhupada didn't want that. Or if we have some impediment, we want to stop serving. I had a friend here in Hillsborough a while ago who was a quadriplegic. He didn't have his arms or his legs, and he opened a business using his teeth typing on the computer. Yeah. Some of you may have met him. Very nice person. And so really there's no impediment if you really want to do something. Again, even if you're a quadriplegic, even if you're blind, deaf, and dumb. Okay, on that happy note. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Now we're going to see the deities. Thank you for joining us, everybody, on the internet. Jai Shri Shri Radhika Lokananda Ki Jai.
Govindam Hari Purusham. Thank you. Prabhu Nityananda Shidwai Vigadatha Shivasa Gaur Bhakta Vrindhi Vijaya Shri Krishna Govinda Vasayam Kunda Vinda Dhi Prabhupada Nava Dvipadati Vijaya Sami Vijaya Imanamai Vijaya Imanamala Sidev Vijaya Sidev Bhakta Vrindhi Vijaya. All glories to Sambhav Gopi, all glories to Sambhav Gopi, all glories to Sambhav. All glories to Sri Guru Gauranga Shivabhadi Jaya.
Oh, hurry, oh, my merciful Lord, all glories to you, O Lord God. Again, I have pleaded with you, and now I beg you yet again to accept me as your own. O Lord, hopelessly taking birth over and over, I have now come to your refuge. Please show your merciful nature and deliver me with your soul. You are the cause of the universe and its very life. Other than you, O Lord of Radha, there is no fellowship. You bring about auspiciousness to the world, and you are the master of all the worlds as well. O Lord, what will become of me if you forsake me? I have understood that, contemplating my predicament, that within this world there is no one who can deliver this servant but you. Okay? So today is Thanksgiving, and so there's a turkey. So anyway, so I guess there'll be a program today.
It's Thanksgiving vegetarian lunch.
Vegetarian lunch, 1:30, please. 1:30. Vegetarian lunch. Everyone's invited.
Also, before that, at around 11, we're going to gather and have bhajans and kirtan in the temples.
Okay. So it's Christmas season. Tomorrow is Black Friday. So everyone, wake up early at 2:00 and go to the stores. You get the best bargains. That's instruction. And just one request, don't buy me any socks. I know you see I'm holding my socks, but I like these socks in the town. I have more socks than Melba Marcos has shoes, so don't buy me socks. So, anyway, so don't buy me clothes, don't buy me socks. Nothing.
Only electronics.
Yeah. I don't want clothes. Too many sweaters, too many socks. Too many goings, too many everything. Too many things. Okay, so happy Thanksgiving.